Yeah, a bit of a slow start for us. Obviously, not ideal getting thumped by Wigan. But then you look at the positives, and I thought we dominated the game against Scunny, and then we've come through to win the game. And Blackpool was real disappointing. I thought we were the better side throughout, and they scored a sloppy goal. Bit of lack of concentration, maybe. But and then Charlton for first 45 minutes, thought we were excellent. 2-0, and you think, well, this is 3 points in the bag. And then, whether you call it lack of concentration or people not knowing how to deal with their threats, you know what I mean? So that was real disappointing not to come away with 3 points yesterday. But I think the performances have been there, apart from the Wigan one, who were an excellent side. So the lads can't wait for the game on Saturday.
I think the game against Charlton kind of sums up the Championship, doesn't it? You've played so well in the first half, but if you just switch off for any second, you can get pegged back, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. They'll have grown in confidence. After our second goal, the next goal, whoever scores that, it takes the emphasis on, do you know what I mean? So if we'd have got the third goal, then it could have been 5 or 6 maybe, do you know what I mean? So, like I say, disappointing, but pleased with the performance first half. And so we'll be taking them positives into the Blackburn game.
Were there the first signs then against Charlton that the team was getting to the kind of form that we saw at the end of last season?
Yeah, I think so. I think the crowd were excellent. They got behind us and we kind of felt that, do you know what I mean? And Chris O'Grady was excellent. Dagger's work rate was unbelievable. And we were kind of getting it all together. It was clicking. And it probably not clicked up there till that point, do you know what I mean? So, like I say, hopefully we can take that into Saturday's game.
Was it good to see Chris get a couple of goals? Because that's sort of the strikers will want to get off the mark, won't they? And there's been a bit of frustration up top before, but then he gets a couple of good goals and he's off and running now.
Yeah, both strikers, if you can get your goals, that's what you, no matter how well you're playing, you're rated on your goals, and that's their job really. So Chris would be delighted to get off the mark, and we'll just get Daggers off the mark, and then we'll be flying, and the new lad Marcus. So it's all good.
What about the test of the weekend? What do you make of this game?
Well, not being too disrespectful to Blackburn Rovers, but maybe look at their team sheet and you wouldn't say you're too scared of it, do you know what I mean? Obviously they've got 1-2 good players, but as a Blackburn side in the past, you look at it and you think, well, we'll be disappointed if we don't get something from this game, do you know? That's what all the lads are saying in there, that's how we feel, that's how the staff feel. But I don't want to be disrespectful to Blackburn because they're a big club. But we feel we can definitely get some and win the game.
The parachute payment obviously hasn't put them in a situation where they can just blitz this league. It's still quite tight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very tight. I don't know what's going on there, to be honest, with the managers. Obviously, that's not helped. And I can't really comment on that. I don't know anything about it, to be honest. So we can just go about our business, really. And just want 3 points on Saturday.